Assalamu alaikum and hello and welcome, dear viewers, to Sahar TV. This is Spotlight Middle East, and I'm your host, Farah Hatwi. I'm joined here in the studio by Dr. Mohsen Saleh, a political analyst. Hello and welcome to Spotlight Middle East, Dr. Mohsen. In the allocation of responsibilities, Saudi Arabia, Qatar and Libya have supplied arms and or money for bribes and the purchase of weapons to the foreign fighters in Syria. The U.S. has provided intelligence, training and coordination and perhaps arms to these insurgents. These countries decided to keep all their efforts in destroying the Assad government. But after several years and several trials, have these results, what are the results on the ground? Have they proved that the Syria is not Libya, that Syria is not Tunisia, that Syria is not Egypt? It's a country with a strong determination to stand still in front of occupying powers. On the rebel side, the conflict is now completely dominated by Salafi Takfiri groups, and this we can say. Over the past 3 years, tens of thousands of jihadists from all over the world have poured into Syria to join them, causing an increasing chaos and confusion among insurgents that they are backed by the countries that we mentioned. And with all that, collapsing the dreams of foreign powers in Syria. Dr. Mohsen, of course, before moving on into our own subject, we will take a look at a report that would summarize today's topic and be right back.
Hezbollah Secretary General Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah has accused Saudi Arabia of sabotaging a political solution to the crisis in Syria. Nasrallah assured during a speech on Monday that there is no military solution to the Syrian crisis, describing the political solution as the acceptable one, which could be attained through dialogue. He also added that Saudi Arabia is very angry, as the developments in Syria did not go according to its wishes, adding, "We cannot continue to have the region ignited in flames because one country is angry." He also accused Saudi Arabia of striving to delay Geneva II peace talks. Political analysts say that Saudi Arabia is the only regional country which up till now did not praise the dialogue as a way to solve the Syrian crisis, especially that Lakhdar Ibrahimi, the UN envoy, paid visits to all regional countries and superpowers concerning the Geneva II. But the only country that was left out was Saudi Arabia, which shows Saudi Arabia as an isolated country from the decisions taken concerning the Syrian conflict. Geneva II peace talks, a joint Russian-US proposal, is supported by the Arab League, Western and Arab countries, as the UN envoy Ibrahimi urged the Islamic Republic of Iran to be part of those talks as a country which supported the political solution for the Syrian crisis since the beginning. Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov said no important power should be excluded. All those with influence on the situation must certainly be invited to the conference. Countries of the Persian Gulf. This includes not only Arab countries, but also Iran. The Geneva II conference might be delayed, but not cancelled, which shows that Russia and the US, along with the UN diplomats, are determined to pave the way for the conference.
Dr. Mohsen, can we say today that dreams to overthrow Assad regime has vanished? Is it too early to decide that, or that's the really path that we are moving towards?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Who يعني, made bets on throwing Dr. Bashar al-Assad from presidency and from trying to topple the regime, they really now are counting back, and they failed to do so. Because, as we have said many times, probably the regime is stronger than what they
planned
have thought. And also the Syrian army, the Syrian Arab army, protecting its people and protecting the regime and protecting the order of the regime in the country is becoming stronger and stronger. Mm-hmm. And it's been taught from the experience inside Syria, in Damascus, in Aleppo, and other places that the only solution is that the Syrian army would take care and charge of protecting the country. Mm-hmm. And in spite of all these terrorist groups, yes, coming from all over the world, probably, and financed, armed from the Arab world, especially Saudi Arabia, and beginning with to begin with Qatar, mm-hmm, and then there are also this passages from Turkey and Jordan, and some also people from Lebanon are trying, yes, to share in this battle against the regime. But however, whatever they have brought to Syria, they could not really make a difference in terms of the battle on the ground. Mm-hmm. The Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians, the resistance axis, and also the Arab people felt that these terrorists are trying to execute or try to obey or work according to the American and the, yes, Zionist and agenda.
And that's the truth that even the rebels inside Syria understood.
Yeah, understood, because we have listened to Riyad al-Assad, mm-hmm, who been said that he died in the battles, and also Al-Agedi, mm-hmm, and some other individuals in the opposition parties like Haytham Manna, mm-hmm, they talked about these people that they are instruments, mediums in the hands of the Americans and the CIA and the Zionists and the, yes, Saudis. Mm. Now there is a breakthrough. There is a breakthrough because the Americans, they felt that also they really can't continue forever in this battle, especially, mm-hmm, they are losing their credibility in the region. And there are two main countries, not countries, there is the Zionist regime entity in Palestine.
Okay, Doctor, but today, if you want to view the Syrian case, who do you believe is the major power today inside Syria, or you have the major power, or who are the major power players now?
The major,
Turkey is still involved
major,
in a massive way.
The Turkey is trying to reconsider its position from, mm, the battle in Syria, and that's why they are trying to make bridges with Iran, with
yes,
Russia, mm, and also with Iraq. Mm. Yesterday, Davood Oglu was visiting Iraq, and also
these
Zibari.
Kind of visits have certain connotations.
Political connotations.
Do you read it as if they're retreating from their
previous
position?
They are retreating, although they are not declaring,
yes,
that, but actually they are retreating, and there are some statements from the Turks, or whether Erdogan or Oglu, mm-hmm, saying we are not going to give our territories,
okay,
as a battlefield or a field for these terrorist groups,
okay,
especially Daesh and also Al-Nusra.
ISIS.
And Al-Nusra.
Okay, Doctor, what are the factors today that made friends of Syria? And you slightly highlighted how Turkey is retreating from its previous position. Of course, you speak about the role of Saudi Arabia, how it entered the battle, and what's the position it is now, right now, amid all the change in the U.S. Policies. What are the factors today, Doctor, that made Friends of Syria and people change their tune towards Syria? Is it only the change in the U.S. agenda, or it's also based on battle on the ground? What took place?
Actually, there are many factors.
Okay.
The blemished face of these terrorist groups, mm-hmm, and the ugly face of them, especially in their behavior on the ground, in the cities and villages they occupied, and they treated people as animals, mm-hmm. and they treated people as invaders in Syria. The other thing is that the Syrian army is...
of course, and imposing certain Islamic sanctions on
especially
them.
Especially Daesh. Yes. We are talking about Daesh and al-Nusra.
Of course, speaking about they extremists.
They are battling, they are putting all their barbaric behaviors inside the battle and attacking women, children, slaughtering them, mm. and trying to prevent them from their ordinary life. They get used to this kind of life, and these people are coming from all over the world, from Caucasus, from Shishan, from Yemen, from mm-hmm. all these places in order to implement what they call the principles of Islam, mm-hmm. although they don't know about Islam anything, it seems.
Yes.
So, and the other thing is that the European and the American weaknesses in the region, starting from Iraq, their defeat in Iraq, their mm-hmm. defeat in Afghanistan, and also their economic crisis, mm-hmm. Continuing crisis now, I think all besides, in addition to the Chinese, Russian, Iranian, the resistance access, solidarity in order to protect the moderate mm. regime, the regime that it is it's behind the resistance and collaborating with the resistance from early on, and also the regime that showed that it is strong, it is able to
defeat all the foreign powers.
Not only to try to be aware of all the problems inside Syria in mm-hmm. terms of factional strifes, and also the relationship with other people. For example, the regime did not attack, for example, the Arab regimes, whether mm-hmm. Qatar or Saudis, or tried to concentrate and focus on the issue,
yes,
on the problem,
on the battle,
on the crisis
Syria.
Inside, and that was very prudent from mm-hmm. The regime to be able to contain all these terrorist groups and try to deal with them.
So therefore, we're speaking about the wisdom, about the Syrian political wisdom.
Yeah, let's say political knowledge mm. inside Syria. And also,
Doctor, even when Syria was attacked by Israel a few months ago, also,
yeah, that's,
Syria acted
yeah.
in yeah. wisdom they, here by
they
not
know,
by not retreating.
They know the balances. They know the balance.
By
they
not
know,
retaliating.
Yeah,
yes.
They not retaliate. They mm. know that the battle now is concentrated in Syria, and it should be there, because all of these enemies of Syria, like Saudi Arabia and Israel and the United States, are putting all their problems or their agents
efforts
inside Syria. Mm-hmm. So the battle inside Syria won there, win the battle there, made a difference in terms of the regional and international equation, let's say.
Okay.
Well, now Russia feels that they have defeated the Americans inside Syria, mm. and the Saudis that they feel that they are angry,
okay.
and tense, and they really lost their mind because of this battle.
Okay, of course, you're
so
speaking
Syria,
about the
Syria now is the really on the crossroad,
okay,
and will have the prize of the resistance access, because they won in this battle, and the consequences, the mm. aftermath of this battle.
And even Hezbollah General Secretary highlighted that
yeah.
these, there are changes
yeah.
in the battlefield for the benefit of the Syrian of the Syrian
and
government.
And that would reflect itself on the regional
yes.
and international theater,
okay.
political theater.
Doctor, in an audio speech released the day after the 12th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on New York, and Washington, D.C. Zawahiri said the United States would try to make the Yarib rebels align with secular parties that are allied to the West. He added, I warn my brothers and people in Syria of unity and jihad against coming close to any of these groups. Of course, I will ask you to comment on what he said exactly, but we need to take a break. Dear viewers, stay tuned. We'll be right back. Dear viewers, welcome back. Doctor, I was speaking about Zawahiri's message to his own people inside Syria, to his own fighters, his own terrorist groups inside Syria. Well, he asked said that I warned them.
His followers, not to say.
Yes, the followers of Zawahiri. He said that I warned them not to actually merge or even unite with the FSA, that he believes they're secular, or even with those that are backed by the U.S. How do you comment on this?
Well, he also advised them, and he send them instructions that don't kill Christians, don't kill Shiites, don't kill Alawis. And but he knows that lately he said that nobody should deal with Daesh. Daesh should retreat and go back to Iraq. Mm-hmm. And he gave his license and he gave the legitimacy of al-Nusra. Mm-hmm. And he upheld all this kind of sustaining or legitimizing the Daesh in Syria. Mm-hmm. And he told them you should withdraw to Iraq. So really al-Zawahiri dealing with issue, very complicated issue.
Yes.
And he doesn't know how to deal with it actually. Mm-hmm. And also,
because
there are many groups in Syria
going out of hand.
I guess so, because mm-hmm. Al-Qaeda is not that strong in Syria, because there were many groups born with the crisis in Syria. Mm-hmm. That's why we can't talk here about, but the current of these takfiris. Mm-hmm. Coming from the origin of the Wahhabis.
Yes, but doctor, as if he gave them the green light to fight among themselves also here.
Well, they are fighting against the Syrian, what's so-called Syrian Free Army.
Okay.
And they consider these people as unbelievers. Mm. And they think that these people do not know anything about Islam. That's mm-hmm. why they should obey the orders from Daesh, and they should really join Daesh powers and surrender to their system of doctrines and ideas.
Brutality.
And also in the battle should also join them. That's why I guess they will have a battle. But anyhow, the Syrian Free
FSA, they really think
that these are foreigners. Mm. They are coming to Syria in order to fight the Syrians, and they should protect. They won't accept also Daesh, but to protect them, not to fight in order to take the ground or try to rule the areas, the areas that they have worked and did split from the Syrian army in order to make an entity for themselves.
Okay.
Daesh
but
coming to change the
yes.
equation inside Syria, that will really hurt the Syrians.
Okay, but doctor, here even the countries or the areas that they were controlled by Daesh or even by these extremists that are backed by the US and the Persian Gulf countries, they are applying certain, of course, we were speaking about what they were, the Islamic Emirate that they would create. They are banning women from moving around without a maid. They are banning even men to wear jeans and several other things that we've seen them in Saudi Arabia majorly. Here, will the armed groups ever succeed, in your own opinion, in establishing an Islamic Emirate inside Syria if Saudi Arabia continues funding them the way that they are?
Saudi Arabia can't continue. At a time, the Americans refused to do so.
Okay.
The Americans are insisting to bring the Saudis and the opposition parties, of course, not Daesh and not al-Nusra, into the dialogue mm-hmm. in Geneva, mm-hmm. What so-called Geneva 2, to give the sign for a new stage in the Syrian crisis, of course, after their agreement with the Russians to protect their interests in the region. That's why I guess the Saudis cannot continue, because the Saudis finally probably a big agent of the Americans. Mm-hmm. They can't behave politically or even socially without taking the
green
American
light.
Permission.
Yes.
And taking the American green light. Mm-hmm. That's why I guess this kind of stubbornness from the Saudis will not continue, and they will really put aside these people or those people who are trying to play on the game of having good relations with the Israelis. Mm-hmm. And Bandar visited Israel and tried to make a kind of fuss or disorder.
But we are sensing this kind of tension in the Saudi-American relationship. And here, Saudi Arabia says that the response of the international community has been very disappointing. And they also want to say that the performance of the UN Security Council is a disgrace. Are these the main factors that made them retreat from their essential position? Or
the Americans, the Americans know the equation very well, that they lost the battle
in Syria.
And
they want the Saudis to retreat.
And they want the Saudis to do so. But
the
Saudis, in their Bedouin mentality, they insisted on toppling the regime in Syria. They want a kind of promise from the Americans that Geneva 2 would lead to the toppling of the regime. That won't happen. They are not sure from this.
Yes,
and
but Doctor,
Kerry,
they say
Kerry
that we
said
invested.
It clearly.
Yes.
John Kerry, the foreign minister, the Secretary of State in the United States,
yes,
said it clearly,
putting
this condition that the fall of Bashar al-Assad before negotiations or dialogue in Geneva, this is a kind of asking the impossible. We can't, he said, we should go to a dialogue without preconditions, and we are trying to solve this issue or Geneva 2. Geneva 2 doesn't determine whether Bashar al-Assad should give up or withdraw from the political life in Syria or go somewhere. Well, anyhow, the Qataris said it before. Bashar al-Assad is trying to talk with the Russians,
yes,
and also with the Emirates to go there, find a political asylum here and there. But these were stories from their imagination.
Okay, but despite the fact that they invested millions of dollars inside Syria, Dr. Mohsen,
well,
and that by itself is a major condition for not retreating and for not stopping or not continuing what they started inside
you
Syria.
When you put a bid on something, you have to be sure from the conditions that would lead to you to succeed or to win.
Yes, and
they lost.
It turned out it's a failure.
They lost. Mm-hmm. They lost. That's why if your enemy lose, then you won.
Yes.
I guess the Syrian regime and the resistance axis won this great and historical battle. Mm-hmm. And they will continue to get new battles on the ground,
however,
in Iraq,
yes,
in Iraq also, and in other places, because this axis is not only strong, but it is mature.
Okay, but however, Saudi Arabia is neglecting that fact, and they are even asking for a Pakistani involvement here, and they're even asking Pakistan to be involved and to help and send
more Pakistan
extremists
solve its
inside
problems.
Syria, as if Saudis are not accepting what the U.S. wanting them to do.
Come on. No prudent man would think of a Pakistani involvement in Syria or in Iraq.
Yes.
They might bribe or buy some people to come to Syria and fight there in their company, Bandar's company, but they can't really push the governments in Pakistan or in Afghanistan or in Yemen or even in Libya or in Tunisia to let them really bring or send armies to fight in where from they would get soldiers or they get fighters in order, terrorists, I mean, to go to Syria. I guess now they should really.
So that's kind of impossible.
Impossible, okay. And they should think in terms of the international equation.
Okay, but doctor, to what extent were the Saudis depending on a U.S. military intervention inside Syria, and how disappointed were they by the fact that that did not happen?
Well, they are small and tiny in their and naive in their thinking.
Okay.
They think that that the United States might intervene in Syria to serve the agenda and their interest and their doctrine.
And the U.S.
No, we have to think carefully that now U.S. is confronting the Chinese and the Russians and the Iranians. Would America go into such venture if the Russians won't agree and did not agree on an American intervention in Syria? Why would they retreat if they were sure that they can win the battle in Syria?
Mm-hmm.
And they brought all their fleets into the Mediterranean and then they withdraw politically and militarily. So the Saudis are naive because they think that the Americans would serve them. On the contrary, the Saudis, the Americans think that the Saudis should serve their agenda in the region. They should have bases, they should have the gas and the oil and all these resources in the region for the sake of the Americans, not for the sake of the Saudis.
Yes.
So they are wrong here, not dead wrong, because they have no idea now. These people in Bandar and the foreign minister and probably the king. I don't know. I'm not sure if the king has any knowledge of these such things. But I think they are. They haven't learned from their experience with the Americans that they are children.
Okay. Dr. U.S. Secretary of State.
In front of the Secretary of State. Secretary of State went to Saudi Arabia, met the king and Saud Faisal, and told them, you should tell your babies, your agents, these what's so-called the opposition parties, should go to Ajarba.
Okay, but many disagree here, say that John Kerry's visit to Saudi Arabia was to tame the Saudis and allow them to understand that the relationship between Saudi Arabia and the U.S. is a strong relationship. Saudis are a strong allies to the U.S. And no matter what...
What would they say? Of course,
so
they
it was
would
kind
say
of kind of kind of to actually bring them back to the same path.
No. Trying to tell the Saudis, look, we have this agenda and you should obey. But overtly, they would say, well, we have a strong, tight relation with the Saudis, and this is a strategic and relationship and historical relationship and. Will continue as it was, and of course the relationship with Israel also. Look at Netanyahu regarding the Iranian issue of uranium and also for the nuclear file.
Yes,
but
obviously
I
here the Saudis are also feeling unlikely about definitely more agendas or more even files in the region. Speaking about the Iranian-U.S. New policy and the new political space that is being between them.
Look, Iran is a very strong and wealth and ideological country.
Mm-hmm.
And their civilized people and their mentality of the leadership is very strong and international and also civilized. Mm-hmm. And going and on and pioneering in on many levels. And they have really transferred Iran into an industrial and advanced country. Mm-hmm. The Saudis cannot do such thing.
Yes.
In this mentality and in their heritage as a takfiri mm-hmm. group, conservative okay. of a group, static, stagnant group in terms of mind and ideology, Wahhabis.
Okay.
They hate others. They spring and they do all these bad things to the people, and they are not really qualified enough in order to lead anywhere.
Okay, we should take a second break in today's episode. Dear viewers, stay tuned. Dear viewers, welcome back. Doctor, what's the position of Turkey today, the country that its main duties was to facilitate the way, of course, through the borders for the foreign fighters to enter inside Syria, majorly the Islamic State of Iraq and Bilad al-Sham into Syria, designed and produced even the outfit for these extremists and the rebels and gave them enough weapons and missiles. Is the position of Turkey inside Syria the same as it was a few years ago?
Of course not. Of course not, because Turks now are feeling that the Daesh, especially Daesh movement and its influences inside the Takfiris and inside Syria and Turkey, and they feel that there are at least 10 threats directed towards the Turks regime, and they did make some explosions here and there, and they threat the government. That's why we see a kind of change, slow change. The Turks government is very sorry and very sad because of this kind of track of the problem in Syria. But I guess some statements of them, especially Davutoglu and Erdogan, might mirror their inside conviction that they have to change in order to meet the American and the Western opposition from the Syrian issue. The main thing is that they were really having a kind of covetous towards the Syrian wealth, oil, gas, Turkey and Qatar. After the Turks, the Qataris' withdrawal from the issue, from the Syrian issue, and the Saudis taking the role, the bad role in Syria. Mm. Now the Turks, with their differences, of course, and their problems with the Saudis regarding the Egyptian political changes there, especially the issue of the Ikhwan and their toppling. Now there is a problem between Saudi Arabia and Turkey, and there is a problem between Turkey and Israel. Although the trade and business with the Turks and the Israelis is going on and flourishing. Probably.
So we're not sensing the same determination that we saw at the beginning of the battle inside Syria.
No. This kind of Turks' intervention in Syria broke and finished, and they have to retreat.
Do you think that the friends of Syrian people just now appear to see the consequences of what they have done? Today, Zaman, a Turkish newspaper who's a strong supporter of the revolution inside Syria, reported on November 4 that the ISIS had sent two of seven bomb-laden vehicles into Senlerov, a province, with the intention of exploding them in Istanbul, Ankara, Izmir, or other even major cities inside Turkey, and this is of course what a Turkish newspaper highlighted. Can we say that now it's a time that these the friends of Syria, who said that they are friends of Syrian people, they are now paying the price of this involvement in the Syrian crisis and funding foreigners and extremists?
I guess they have paid the price and will continue to pay many levels of prices, let's to say, because the Turks and the Saudis and the Qataris and also some other countries in the Arab world, they lost their credibility with their people, and that will also have a great influence on the coming elections in March in Turkey. And of course the Turks are really vehemently talking about Erdogan's intervention in Syria, and they did not like that. And that's why now we don't hear anymore hear Oglo talking about zero problems with the neighbors, and when yesterday he was talking that it is of our interest and the region interest to solve the Syrian issue politically and go to Geneva, and that's what Zibari said, although he tried to accuse the Syrian regime, of course, by all these problems. Although the Turks really were pioneers in terms of killing the Syrians and arming, financing, being a safe haven for some Lebanese and some Yemenis and. Make
from different
passages,
nationalities, fighters that are from different nationalities.
Various nationalities into Syria. And also they were the first to have this what's so called Istanbul Council and arrange all these meetings, and also intelligence services, all this with the Americans, of course, with the Saudis, with the Qataris and others, and with the French. So they played a very dirty role in
Doctor,
Syria.
Even the terrorist fighters even went as using a new strategy with the states that are funding them. For example, here ISIS had already threatened to launch suicide bomb attacks against or inside Turkey unless the government opened the border crossing at Bab al-Hawa and Bab al-Salama, which it closed after ISIS took control of the town of Azaz in September. What does that mean, Doctor? Does it mean that if Turkey decided today to actually retreat from being involved inside Syria, it will still pay the price?
Absolutely.
Because these foreigners will not leave it aside.
Yes. Yes, and they are really not only naive, but more than that, probably they have no mind to understand that when you put flame in the on the fire in your neighbor and your neighbor is able to extinguish this fire will continue to your borders and to your land and to yourself, so will burn you. And I really remember that I have said it here probably with you that the Erdogan's government should expect such kind of shift and move this problem, this sedition, this crisis from Syria into Turkey, because Turkey is having split and the same plurality and diversity inside the Turks people, and they made really a dead mistake, historical mistake, problems in their mind, because they thought they will have monopoly over the region because they are using the Muslim Brotherhood in order to reinforce their existence and their being in Syria and try to control over Syria. Because once I heard Erdogan talking that his forefathers they asked them, bequeathed to them the testimony that you should really protect the Syrians. So mm-hmm. as if he is the forefather of yes. the Syrians and mm-hmm. he is prefector of Wali inside Syria. This did not work, mm-hmm. and that's why he will have this curse
to remind
long
here, our
time, long time, not to forget the Syrian problem.
Yes, and here
this
even
will be this will be the Syrian issue will be the Erdogan's complexity in
okay.
his whole.
Okay, Doctor, to remind our viewers here, even it was the ISIS that exploded two car bombs in the Turkish border town of Rihanya in May, killing more than 50 people, wounding close to 200, and destroying the municipal offices as well as dozens of shops and cars. The group also carried out the Bab al bombing on September 17, which even killed 7 people. Wouldn't that place the Turkish government in a critical condition in front of the Turkish citizens? No. I mean, these Turkish citizens that today have many questions of the Turkish government, asking them out
I
how they are funding terrorist groups who are already bombing Turkey.
I guess their problem in the way of thinking will lead to, I hope not, so I hope that Erdogan's government will go and leave the political arena mm-hmm. and would do something else, to go and educate itself politically, because the Turks won't really tolerate anymore this kind of stupid mistakes, historical mm-hmm. mistakes. That's why I guess the Turks will really punish this government. Anyhow, nobody can be saved from the ISIS,
yes.
the Daesh mm-hmm. movement, as far as some people would finance them and arm them.
Okay.
Because now are becoming, I have heard some also Western statements about helping the regime mm. in order to get rid of Daesh. So lately, this week.
Yes, these are very important news.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. And also, well, after Geneva too, that's why they are really hasting to convene
okay.
Geneva
Doctor,
2.
Doctor, here a major question is out. With all these important factors that you highlighted, updates taking place, and of course, we were discussing about the Saudi and the Turkish new position insights here, the collapse of their own agenda. How will all these factors affect and control Geneva 2? Will what's happening on the ground affect the political stances?
I think the opposition parties, especially the moderate Minhun who really refused any foreign intervention in Syria, will have the share in the future in Syria. But others, Jarba and Ghalioun and these people, I guess they can't continue in such process
mm.
because they will not get anything. The
okay.
Syrians
so
dislike
you're optimistic, Doctor, about
them.
Geneva too?
Yeah, I am
because
optimistic.
Because, of course, Erdogan, Turkey is going to
Iran.
Not
necessarily in Geneva. I am optimistic that the regime and the resistance access will be very strong and able from finishing the problem in Syria the way they like, because they really cut a lot in the distance to finish these terrorist groups and put an end to their barbaric behaviors. And also the Iranians and the Russians are really having a strong will in order to bring peace. Well, first of all, to bring unity mm-hmm. and peace and stability to Syria.
Okay.
And others, they have really to manage their problems, whether in Turkey or in Saudi Arabia, because yesterday or before yesterday there were clashes in Riyadh mm-hmm. between some foreign groups to
yes.
have clashes. That means there is something is going on, and I expect that Bandar will really vanish from the from the political influence in Saudi Arabia. He might have a kind of position.
Okay, and of course you will be understanding
functioning more inside the regime, but I guess will not have a great influence there.
Okay, definitely we will see the results of Bashar Assad's winning the battle inside Syria on the whole world,
that's
not
why
only on
we'll
the Middle
see,
Eastern region.
See that because,
unfortunately, our time is up, Dr. Mohsen Saleh. Thank you very much for all your analysis.
Just
you want to say
see
something?
Netanyahu.
Yes.
You'll see Netanyahu and the Saudis are crying and weeping. That's why you will see that this access, this resistance access, is really triumphant.
Okay, thank you very much for your analysis, dear viewers. That's all the time that we have. Thank you for watching.